Oh yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of that dirtiness. Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. What?
I don't like the way you're looking at you.
Nobody's looking at you, baby. I'm starting to think he want him to. Woo. How you love her, and I guess I'm calling love that can't help it. Woo, woo, I turn my
sheet music up, and I'm puffing my chest. I think you're ready to face it.
Woo, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's right. That's right, guys.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
It's my
right to be jealous. I still get jealous.
And that, beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, is why you're listening to the Dan and Cody Podcast, episode 155.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
This is it. Right here, Cody. You put on those headphones and you go to work.
Why are you yelling?
This is where our message is heard. It's time to get hype. Say it with me.
What are we saying?
Dan and Cody. Dan and Cody.
Meet Dan and Cody Podcast.
Dan and Cody Podcast!
Dan and Cody Podcast.
Get some!
Dan and Cody Podcast!
So you feeling it? You feeling the Jones?
I'm feeling the Jones, man. You posted, so just so everybody has a little context here, Dan was sweet enough to post some beautiful Jonas Brothers moments this week on our Insta stories, and he changed the way that I take in Nick Jonas.
Yes,
before it was anally, but now, now it's through my ears,
audibly.
Audibly.
The coming of age of Nick Jonas is a story that I think we can all get behind. You
I
know?
Think so. Yeah.
At a young age, it's you and your brothers, or you and your sisters, or you and just your siblings.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
You are very impressionable.
Right.
Very just sweet. Very, yes, very innocent. And then you sort of you grow up. You have fun with your fam,
with adulting,
and then something happens.
Right, what happens, Dan?
You become a man.
Mm-hmm.
You reinvent yourself,
right?
And you just blossom into this like sexy, cool, brooding force,
right?
Which is Nick Jonas,
or as I like to say, us.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Puffing my chest.
I mean, nothing says manly like Nick Jonas here. It's like nothing. He's just like changing the way we live, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I really, you can pinpoint a moment. I think it was with like Chains. For like a year, I thought Chains was sung by like an African-American gentleman.
Chains?
Yeah.
Who sings Chains?
Nick Jonas.
Chains by Nick Jonas?
Yeah.
Do I know this song?
You have to. And I bet you're going to have this same realization as I am. You're going to be like, Nick Jonas
so
sings
Nick
that?
Nick Jonas sings. Gave him a heart, but
you won't. You know I wouldn't change this love.
I don't know this song.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know this song.
Listen to the chorus.
Is it coming up?
Yeah. Wait for this breakdown.
Okay. Is it going to kick in here? The chains, but the chains only bring me. I mean, I dig the like the super, super hip hoppy mix, you know, but
yeah,
nah, man, I'm just, it's not my thing.
No,
nah, man. I mean, no. I can't say it's not my thing. I'm a Jonas Brothers fan. Burning Up, you know, changed my life. But I think it's these ideas, it's these guilty pleasures that we have.
Yeah.
As we grow up and we get older.
Right.
That it's not okay to like this music.
No,
you're a man. You're a dad.
Mm.
It's time to be a dad, Dan. You need to give up on all of these little hokey jokey, artichokey things that you're doing.
Well, see, here's the thing. I appreciate your sentiments there.
Right.
But here's the thing. Like Nick Jonas is very different than the Jonas Brothers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, just like Justin Timberlake is very different than NSYNC.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
Jonas Brothers, that stuff was for the kids. This stuff is for sexy times as adults.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like, and it's great for any occasion.
Right.
I wasn't feeling it on, was that Friday? Was it Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday night when I was like sitting, I was wearing my cool hat.
I just wasn't feeling work.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I can't listen to a podcast on the way into work. I normally do.
I'm going to need something that really bumps me up.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I was like, you know what? Let me throw on The Jones.
And you felt good about it.
I felt great about it all day. Yeah. As you could have seen.
Absolutely.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. He's a dreamboat. So thanks, Nick, for making us like live the dream. And we appreciate everything you do for us.
I'm sorry to stay on the subject of Nick Jonas.
Are you kidding me right now?
But he's also a fantastic actor. Did you see Jumanji? Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah, I did.
He was great.
Yeah, okay.
This is a very talented man.
There's a lot of talented people in the world, Dan.
There is.
But they don't all sing and dance and make cool music that makes you feel guilty.
Right.
Nick Jonas does that.
You can't be a great singer, very attractive, fantastic actor, perfect human being.
Big dick.
Big Dick Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas. Big Dick Nick Jonas.
And I think he's married to like a freaking.
Yeah, he's married to a woman show. 12 years his age.
Really?
Yeah, he married that woman from, what's her name? The deep, what the hell is her name? She's gorgeous. What the hell is that woman's name?
Wow, my Google results, I Googled Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas' wife.
And it changed to wife.
Priyanka Chopra. Chopra.
Wow.
Yeah, she's fabulous. She was one of like, according to Wikipedia, she was the winner of the Miss World 2000 pageant, and she's one of India's highest paid and most popular celebrities.
Say what?
She was like a big Bollywood star, and then she came over to the States and like decided to be a smoke show and lay down the heat. She basically turned rock into asphalt and made a road right up to, she basically created her driveway by walking on it. That's how hot she is. She's so hot. Oh my God. She is on fire.
She made the McGruff, the crime dog jacket sexy.
Yes, she did. But that's kind of Carmen Sandiego too, to be fair. I would actually say Carmen Sandiego made the McGruff crime dog jacket sexy. Actually, you know what? She probably picked it up from McGruff's after a late night of drinking. Yeah. McGruff and Carmen were dating, you know.
Was he, if you have a phone, you have a lawyer? No, he was, take a bite out of crime.
Take a bite out of crime.
That'd be a great prop to acquire,
yeah.
By the way.
Anyway.
McGruff.
McGruff's the bomb, man. Anyway, good stuff. Thank you, Nick Jonas. I'm now transitioning, Dan.
Okay.
No more.
So what's good, man?
Oh man, what is good? What isn't good? Well, I got some bad news.
What's up?
The Andromeda Galaxy is gonna slam into the Milky Way.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know what that means?
What?
I don't know. For you and me, I think we'll be okay. You know, it's gonna be a sad moment for all of us here, but we're all gonna be dead, but it's very likely we'll be dead by the time this happens. But in 4.5 billion years, the Andromeda Galaxy is going to crash into the Milky Way. But what it'll do is when it crashes, it'll hook it, and then Andromeda Galaxy, which is our closest galaxy, I believe, will end up linking all up, and we'll have one giant galaxy.
Oh,
but at that point, the sun, as we know it, will have grown and gotten hotter and very likely boiled the water off of the planet's surface.
Oh, sweet.
So we will have
figured out, how to live without water.
Let's just hope that the Earth's still there, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we not even that the Earth's still there. Let's hope there's some semblance of life. You know, maybe we destroyed it all.
This is why I think there should be an age limit on politicians.
Why is that?
Because anyone that old doesn't really give a shit about the next 5, 10 years, 20 years,
4.5 billion years.
Yeah,
absolutely. We shouldn't be thinking about tomorrow. We should be thinking about 4.5 billion years into the future and how our choices affect that.
Yeah,
we're gonna wipe out all living creatures on the planet if we're not careful.
It's about every human being a little more conscious of what they're doing that affects other people, and then snowball it.
What I'd like to do,
Andromeda.
What I'd like to do is I'd like everybody in unison to run to one side, to everybody like runs east.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it does is it kind of throws the Earth's axis off tilt. Ooh. And we can shoot off into the cosmos and basically move out of the orbit of the sun.
That would be so hard to coordinate.
It would. And I don't even think that would have any effect when it's all said and done anyway, but
it would have to like catch fire on every social media.
It would.
Every major news network.
The fat Jewish would actually have to manage it.
Yeah.
He'd be the guy that'd be like, okay, everybody on three, let's go ahead and throw our bodies in one fine way. Apparently, with the whole crashing of Andromeda into the Milky Way, they're saying that the original forecast for this was 3.9 billion years ago. So we get an extra 600 million years, which seems to be kind of a really terrible mathematical equation to be 600 million years off.
So they basically know man will end as we know it.
I mean, all things end. This, like, what's amazing about the universe is that's it. Like, if there's anything you know, it's all going to end. But things are always created and destroyed,
mm-hmm.
created and destroyed.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing about the universe.
It's a flash in the pan.
Did you ever realize that we could take the sun in the palm of our hands and walk with it wherever we went?
That would be great.
Yeah, that's my really bad impression of the wonderful astronomer out of New York who everybody loves, Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse.
If we could just grab the sun, we'd be here tomorrow. I don't know. It's a terrible impression, and that made no sense. But
there should be a service where you could pay to like put trinkets into space.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how we talked about like you could pay to have name a roach?
It's too expensive.
Like, you should be able to pay to like send a hard drive with all the Dan and Cody's into space.
Yeah.
That'd right. be dope. I'd fucking do that.
Yeah. Aliens like grab it, plug it into their weird computer machine that has every known format ever created in the universe. And break then all of down. A sudden our voice comes on and then they're all like, bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah. And then they like talking to each other through their brains, like via nonverbal cues. They're having conversations.
Right. Like that's
telepathy.
That's what you're selling. That's what you're selling. The hope that another life form picks up whatever you've sent out.
Well, sooner or later, that thing is going to either crash into something and be destroyed, or maybe something of some degree of intelligence picks it up, but it's more likely it crashes into something, I think.
It's sort of the evolution of a lantern in the Asian culture. You know, you light the lantern and it
floats up and off into the unknown.
Right.
I think that's interesting. You
it's
know,
a balloon launch.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a balloon launch, though, but it's also like a memory.
Yeah.
Right? You're like honoring somebody. Isn't that the reason they do that?
Yes.
Is that what is that Chinese balloon thing called?
Lantern.
Chinese lanterns festival.
Yeah.
So the lantern festival, just so people are aware, because I didn't know this, is the Chinese celebrated on the 15th day of the first month in the lunisolar Chinese calendar, which usually falls in February or early March on the Gregorian calendar.
Mm.
It marks the final day of the traditional Chinese New Year celebration.
Interesting.
So,
but yeah, you know, you just sort of send it up. You paint a painting.
It's a refreshing.
Throw it up there.
It's a freshing year. It's new. I like the idea. It's not very cost effective for an individual to do this.
Right.
You know, there was this. I think I watched I listened to a news piece on NPR, and they were talking about sending satellites up into space,
mm-hmm.
and how it's gotten so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot these things up into space and it's still like 15 grand, but the satellite is as big as like I don't know, like a big pan, like it's a like a big peanut,
mm-hmm.
that's the size of say like a, you know, a 5-quart pan,
like a shoebox.
It's like a shoebox. That's how big it is. You shoot up in space and all these companies are sending them up into space.
Yeah.
And they're using them as like communications devices for like gathering data or whatever else they're using. But they also in the art, in the, in the news segment, they talked about how space is just being like above the Earth's atmosphere. There's just so much shit up there. There's so many satellites that they're having to coordinate so they're not running into each other. And, you know, you've got all of these satellites just spinning around the Earth all the time. I can't
imagine.
So.
Can you weaponize satellites?
Yeah, man. Didn't you see Star Trek?
You put a little gun on yours.
You know, the satellite thing, that the little tether that shot into Vulcan and destroyed it?
No. I missed that one.
That happened. What else? The Death Star is basically a satellite, right?
Yeah. Well, a space station with a gun.
Yeah, but I mean, a satellite's also a moon, so.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Boom. Sorry. You're getting a little too womp-womp happy.
Uh-oh, Dan's upset. Anyway.
Oh, man.
But that's what we got, man. I mean, that's like, I'm a little nervous about the 4.5 billion years in the future. You know, we need to start preparing.
Yeah, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids.
Extinction.
Done.
And then children's people at that point. I mean, humanity is claimed to have take reign within the last 10 million years. So keep that. Like, evolution has been taking place, but like, I think humans, like the first known Homo sapien,
we'd be like unrecognizable.
What do you mean?
Like this, the evolution of man would be unrecognizable to us.
Right. The first modern Homo sapien in Africa was about 315,000 years ago. We are a blurp, not even a blurp. We're not a percentage. We're not even a, we're nothing. We're in the series of time.
We're the BL of a blurp.
Absolutely.
Bloop, bloop.
That is so crazy. The human population in 215 is estimated to be near 7.7 billion people.
Just remember, y'all, we are nothing.
In the scheme of time.
Nothing.
Nothing. We'll destroy ourselves before it even matters. And the Dan and Cody podcast will live into the ethos because we'll be shooting it up into space.
Sending it up.
And aliens and other spacecrafts will plug us into their future.
They'll be able to recreate us via vocal DNA.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Dan and I'll be hanging out with the aliens while you suckers are enjoying nothing but extinction.
Flash in a pan, more like the minor inkling thought process of getting a pan.
Burn.
Not even.
Yep.
I saw a question proposed on the internet that I thought was interesting.
To us?
No, just in general.
So there's a question board? Where people ask questions like Yahoo questions?
No, I think it was like a tweet or like a Facebook.
So somebody proposed a question on you on Twitter and you were able to see this question?
Yes.
Who's the person?
That is correct. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Just
an anonymous question?
Yeah, I'm stealing it.
With an anonymous answer. What do we got, Dan?
It's your last night on death row.
Yes.
What's your meal?
We've already done this.
Did we?
Yeah.
What was it? I'm interested now. I think I have a new meal.
You have a new meal?
Yeah.
I think I would have said something like, I'm a big breakfast food guy, so I probably would have done some kind of breakfast food and fried chicken, I think.
You do breakfast food and fried chicken?
I don't eat a lot of fried chicken, but I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It takes me back to my youth.
Yeah, we've had several a bucket here at the pre-Dan and Cody.
As a matter of fact, like, I think that's what I want for lunch.
Bucket?
Bucket.
All right.
Cool.
We can do that.
So, what do you got?
I think if it was my last night on death row, I think I want, like, a filet mignon, and I want some...
you want it wrapped in bacon?
No. Too much.
Too much before you die?
Well,
come on, what the hell does that mean?
The bacon, like, I like bacon, but I'm not like a crazy bacon person. So
okay,
I appreciate just a filet mignon. So filet mignon, and I want some crab imperial on that, sprinkled on top.
Crab imperial, okay, a little Maryland love.
And some big ass tiger prawns.
Oh, okay.
Steak and shrimp, a little surf and turf, maybe some... those fancy like Brussels sprouts that got all kinds of garlic and butter and like
right
maybe some Parmesan cheese on those motherfuckers.
Oh, those would be good, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm a really big fan of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to throw in those aguave cheeses, things from Porto's. I'd like one of those.
Ooh.
Maybe two or three or four. And then I'm also a big fan of like the big loaves of French bread from like Gelson's, like hot.
Yeah.
Comes out and you just slam your fist into this like harder crust, and you get in there and you pull out the heart of that bread.
It's like a dough exploration.
It is so amazing. And then you don't even need butter, because the butter is the bread, baby. And you just shove that shit in your mouth and you smile and you're like, I'm ready to go, Warden.
So you're going breakfast food, big ass French bread, doughy.
And dude, like the thing is, it's your last meal, so you can pretty much order whatever you want, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a
smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord of what you love.
Do you want to die? But then, like, I'm thinking, like, do I want to die with like a full belly?
Yeah.
And my last feelings of Earth are like, ugh, I need a nap.
Absolutely. I'm just going to fall asleep while you inject all this poison in me, or you electrocute me, or you have all these guys walk in and shoot me in the heart, or you hang me.
And then you leave them with a big gnarly, gnarly poo-poo at the end.
Sure.
Ooh. And
I mean, if I'm on death row, I did something to deserve it, I would think.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Wrongfully accused.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Dude, you watch way too much true crime. There are wrongfully accused people, but I think the percentage of those wrongfully accused versus those that are properly accused,
yeah, is slim.
There's a big difference.
I need to throw in some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits in there too.
Ooh, Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Those things are my jam.
Yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, when Dan and I are done recording this shit, our asses are going to go get lunch because I'm starting to get hungry.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm eating.
Cool. Tasty.
Big congratulations are in order.
To who?
To our friends Joe and Shayna.
Oh, Joe and Shayna.
Joe from Those Movie Guys podcast. Shayna from...
Hey, we're the movie guys. Joe, I love Joe.
Shayna from formerly You Don't Know-ish.
Yes.
They got married. They met through podcasting.
It's a crazy world.
Got married through podcasting.
They found each other in a wisp of language.
Now they've created a life form.
Yep. This baby is the root cause of podcasting.
Just like soul purpose.
Right.
It was conceived through the internet.
Well.
The inception of it.
Absolutely.
Was via iTunes.
That is true.
And Apple Podcasts.
Without Apple and iTunes, Joe and Shayna's baby would never be.
Never.
And Joe and Shayna fame would never be fame.
Never be fame. It's incredible. That baby's middle name better be Apple Podcasts.
The number of people that meet and connect via the internet is impressive.
Yeah.
And podcasting continues to bring people together. You listen to the things that interest you. And for those two, they listen to each other.
Yeah.
And what happened to their hearts, Dan?
Their hearts grew to the 3 times the size of the Grinch's once he was not the Grinch.
Exactly. So they had these big, juicy hearts, and they stared into each other's eyes, and they both grabbed each other's hearts as hard as they could, and they just exploded with love.
And they said, never let go.
And they're not going to. And that's why they had a baby, because babies keep relationships together.
That's right.
So if you're struggling in a relationship and you want to keep it together, have a baby.
Definitely do that.
Because nothing heals broken relationships more than children.
Any problems you are having.
Yes.
They go away.
Right.
Once you have a child with that person.
Absolutely. Just magically.
It's sort of like a reset button, if you will.
Babies are, absolutely.
But it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. I'm so thrilled for them. I could see it coming. Like, you'd listen to You Don't Know-ish, and they'd be like talking shit about Joe and Phil. And then Joe.
And Joe'd call her up. She's like, it's a movie show. Why are you mad? It's a movie show.
But then Joe and Phil would be talking shit about them. And it was this back and forth. Like, I couldn't listen to one without listening to the other because I needed to know where this thing went. And then, like, all of a sudden, boom, picture of them at the movies. And I was like, holy shit. And then, boom, I'm moving in with Joe. And I'm like, that baby is coming.
Love, man.
It'll sweep you up.
It'll grab you.
Hell, it took our producer, Michael.
Michael's gone. Well, Michael Tabb's gone. Of course, Michael Rode just arrived last week. But yeah, Michael Tabb, you know, unfortunately.
That boy is just love sharing across the country right now.
Yeah, he is, man. I'm super happy for him.
Having the time of his life.
If you guys follow Michael Tabb, which you can on Instagram, you'll find that he is fallen deeply in love with a lady, mm-hmm. and he is traveling the United States, going to some of the most memorable places you've ever seen.
To New York.
He's going to New York. He's going to live in New York, the state, and near the city.
Yeah.
So.
You know, they better hurry the fuck up. They're not far.
What do you mean?
They're not that far east.
No, they're taking their time, man. Let them enjoy it. Let them feel the love.
Well, you know what, though? Their plans are state parks.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. So another shutdown is looming on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
If Senor Chump doesn't get his border wall.
Right.
So they shut down again, then they got no place to stay.
They'll figure it out.
I hope so.
Yeah. No big deal. No big deal.
But anyways, just wanted to say congrats, Joe and Shayna.
Thank you, guys. We're super happy for you.
We're so happy for you. And
it's so good that you guys are having a baby.
Yeah.
And really had is. A baby. It's yeah. such a big day. And you know, what's even crazier, and Madeline and I are having a baby.
Holy what? Shit!
Ooh, who's having a baby?
Cody and Maddie having a baby.
That's right. We are having a child.
Woo!
It's a big day. You know. Yeah. Dude, so that's happening in July.
You're gonna be a dad.
Right.
In July it's happening.
July 21st, which is a interesting date.
Shit.
It's a memorable date in my life, so why wouldn't I be excited, right?
July 21st. That baby will be in direct competition with San Diego Comic-Con every single year.
Every single year. And in honor of me having a baby, I want to play this little jam just for a quick second. Boom. Wow. Baby bash.
All right.
We just had to get a little bit of that. That's just in honor of, you know, any child out there that's being born and given.
Let me just say that song made a whole lot of sense.
I think in regards to, well, it makes sense. Here's how it makes sense to this situation. Let me provide people with context. Mm-hmm. The night my wife and I conceived the baby, this is what my wife said she needs to listen to like get her in the mood.
Oh, wow.
So Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash featuring Frankie J. It was the music that actually helped boil the juices, if you will.
Boil the juices. Oh, Maddie, please don't cringe when you hear this.
My wife is going to be so excited that I told this story. So, anyway.
It's beautiful. You guys are going to be fantastic parents.
Thanks,
I
man.
Know it.
Thanks.
Because
appreciate that.
You're like a second father to Mox.
And she's going to lose a dad.
She's going to lose a dad.
Because her second father had to go take care of another child. No, man. I'm super excited. You know, we got Mox. Mox is going to have a little buddy, and it's going to be a boy.
Nice.
So we got all of that information.
Super Bowl Sunday, we said you should name it Cody Fred.
You want to name it my name?
Frederick. Wait. So it would be Cody Frederick Frederick.
So I'd name it my name and then my last name again?
Cody Frederick Frederick. Yeah. Mm.
Fred Fredrickson Frederick.
Yeah.
Fred Fredrickson Frederick. It's the triple F.
That'd be dope.
The beatdown. Names are kind of, you know, it's up and down. Obviously.
They're tossing them around.
Tossing them around. The name I'm really sticking with, yeah, real hard on, probably the wrong phrase to use, but is the, what do you call it? Tiberius is what I've been battling with my wife over.
Tiberius, that's a Trekkie
Trek
thing,
name.
Right?
It is James Kirk's middle name, and my wife's not a fan of that, so Tiberius is probably out of the running.
I could call him Tibbs for short.
I know, that's what I said. Oh. We can call him Tibbs. And she's like, no, I'm not interested in that. So,
what up, Tibbs?
So really, there's no other name, so we're just going to have a nameless child.
What about, I thought you were going to go with John Stockton.
Well, I was going to do John Stockton with the dog, and I wanted to do John Stockton with the baby, mm-hmm, but my wife said John Stockton as the first name is too long.
John Stockton.
Yeah, John Stockton. Get out of the freezer. Stuff like that. So
I really like girl names for boys.
Do you?
Kelly, Lindsay, Stacy, Jody.
Are you kidding me here?
No, I do. I enjoy it.
This is terrible.
I think it's cool. Lindsay.
Girl names for boys?
Yeah.
Why is that cool?
Those guys end up being badasses.
Do they?
Because you put them in that situation. You're like,
yeah, you get them.
Yeah, my name's Lindsay. What the fuck is up?
The whole time they're having to like fight against the current because everybody's making fun of them for their name.
It makes them better people.
Okay. Sure.
Stacy.
You say they're badasses, but it sounds like they're prison inmates by the way you're describing them.
Yeah, my name's Stacy.
Yeah.
What of it, bitch?
No big deal. No big deal. Anyway, you know, congrats to Shayna and Joe. They're movie guys and, you know, good work there. And obviously,
congrats to you and Maddie, Cody.
Thanks, man. And it should be a journey. I've watched you with Moxie, so.
Well, there's
I can only learn from the best.
Hope you're taking notes
every day.
Because I still got a present in the back I haven't put together yet from Christmas.
Oh, great.
Dude, that shit is hard.
Right.
I'm like, she's finally getting old enough to where like her gifts are becoming more complicated.
Right.
Granddad got her this like dollhouse. It's been in the garage and it's like 10,000 pieces.
So you're going to really have to put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I busted it out one day and I was like, yeah, I'll just whip this up. And then I like opened the box and there's like 8,000 screws and like,
right,
those little wood notches.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like your Ghostbuster house directions.
Yeah, Moxie. So, yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
You ready to sit through a 3-hour movie?
What movie are we watching?
Avengers Endgame.
Absolutely. I'm ready to watch it twice. I'm actually ready to sit down, starting with Iron Man,
and run go through
all
it
all the way through that shit, man.
You wouldn't do that. That's a lot.
That's a lot, man. And then you finally get to the big payoff, which it better be a big fucking payoff.
I tried to do that with Avengers, watch as many as I could
before it.
You burn out. You kind of burn out.
Do you?
I would just watch all the Avengers and the Iron Man.
They're such good movies. They really are. Like, people can knock and hate on Marvel movies all you want because maybe they're formulaic and they, you know, you can kind of predict what's going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Who cares? Shut up. They are broad films that appease the masses.
Yeah.
But there's a reason that the masses are appeased. And I don't think it's because they're stupid.
And I feel bad for...
Because the movies are fun.
They are. They're a lot of fun. And I feel very bad for... Because I've been in this situation before where like you sort of miss the train on a pop culture phenomenon and then you're having to go and backtrack and like catch up. And that seems like a lot to do. Like that happened to me with Mad Men, happened to me with Breaking Bad. I missed those trains.
Right.
And I had a lot of ground to cover. Still haven't tried Mad Men. I heard it's fantastic.
Mad Men's great.
But there's...
I had to do the same thing. I actually...
There's so many seasons.
I prefer...
You prefer to binge.
I prefer it because what happens is you... It's like this thing where they say... The idea is don't be good about knowing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Don't generalize things. Do yourself a favor. Focus on one thing and specialize. Mm. Because then what happens is you become a working like tool in a way that you can actually be focused on one particular area and you could be very, very good at it.
Yeah.
So I like that idea. And I think when you dive into a television series that's 7 seasons and there's 24 episodes and they're an hour a piece.
It's fucking a lot.
And by the time you're done, it's like, wow, I just spent 1,000 hours watching this show. You're an expert.
Yeah. You know it.
You know the characters. You feel you could probably write a script if you watched it all within a short period of time.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I like that.
It's fun to do it. Yeah, but it's daunting. It's what daunting. I'm saying.
It's exhausting.
So I think with Avengers, if you were like, how do I understand it in the least amount of movie watching? Here's what I think you have to do.
Right.
I think you need Iron Man 1. You need Iron Man 2.
You need all the origins.
No. You need
what?
You need Captain America 1. You need Civil War. You need Winter Soldier. You need Doctor Strange, Black Panther, and then
you need Guardians to have context to the space piece to it.
Okay, you need Guardians.
You could say Guardians, or you could say actually Thor 3.
You need Guardians and Thor 3, and then Avengers.
You're basically naming Infinity all War. Of the movies, man.
You need Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Infinity War.
That's so, like that's no. 60% of the movies. Dude.
I've cut out Hulk. I've cut out 2 Thors. I've cut out both Ant-Mans. I've cut out Spider-Man Homecoming. I've cut out. I've done some chopping. That's 6 films. That's okay. A lot of fucking. That's 12 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
So you could do that, but. So you're in for a 3-hour movie. Do you need an intermission?
No.
They're talking about maybe inserting an intermission.
Yeah, I read that. No.
You're good.
I don't need an intermission. Maybe somebody else needs an intermission, but
I mean, I go to the theater. I got a bucket of soda. I got a popcorn.
If the movie starts out really, really well, like they grab my attention right off the bat.
Yeah.
I actually am like, oh man, I hope this doesn't end.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, just keep going.
Keep it going, man. Let's keep these battles going. You know, like, I loved Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, it's tough. You're like all over the universe with that movie.
Yeah.
And it is popping back and forth between things. And it is a movie that shows you. There is some talking, and the talking, the dialogue isn't that important to me. It is the action, and the action is just so stimulating that I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, man.
It's great. But, I mean, the way movies are priced now, we're going to be talking about a story down the road where someone peed or pooped themselves at Endgame.
What?
Because no one's going to want to get out of the seat and leave the theater.
Okay.
I promise there will be a New York Post article, man shits pants at Avengers Endgame because he didn't want to leave.
And died when crowd ran out.
And it might be me.
4 men stand. You're not going to get out. You're not going to walk out.
No, I'm saying it might be me who pees themselves at Avengers.
You're that excited?
I have to have my bucket of soda pop and I got to have my popcorn. That'll give me the bubble G's.
Right.
And then I got to run to the bathroom. I don't want to do that during Avengers. You kidding me? 3 hours?
Right.
I think I'm pro intermission on this.
You're pro intermission, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to pee before intermission.
Have you ever been to a movie that had an intermission?
Titanic.
Oh, that did have an intermission, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last movie that I can remember was Titanic. And that had like a, that had, I believe that had a stopping point. It's the only one I can think of.
Didn't they do it with, did some theaters package Planet Terror and Death Proof together?
Yes. I did go to Planet Terror and Death Proof.
You sat through both?
But it was both. I was just like, okay, great.
And you just sat through?
Like, I appreciate those filmmakers so much, and they make really visually stimulating movies, but I didn't care for either one of those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Death Proof is not good on the heels of another film, you know? I think that should be on its own.
It's actually the most, it's the forgettable one of the two.
Yeah, I like.
Kurt Russell's in it, and it's like.
I like Planet Terror better.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because it's like, shoot 'em up, crazy, disease killing, you know. It's awesome. Right.
Death Proof's a lot of girls talking.
Yeah, because that's what Dan needs in his life, more girls talking.
Yeah. Kill me.
I want to tell you about a company called JC Roomblocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Roomblocks, they research hotels in the area that you need the rooms. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us, they'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything. Okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all their rooms! Well, is it time?
I think it is time for a little
true crime. What do you got, Dan?
Oh, dude, this woman, she went ballistic after an eatery ran out of beef patties.
She went ballistic after an eatery? What's an eatery?
An eatery, like a...
When you say eatery...
Restaurant.
That's what you call an... That's what a restaurant's called, an eatery now?
That's what the
when
article...
When you say eatery to me, I immediately think of troughs. And
oh, really?
People just putting their faces in troughs, eating whatever slop is in there.
That's interesting you say that. When I hear eatery, I think of like the lowest level of a mall and all the shops that are
That's like a fancier version of what I said.
An eatery.
Yeah,
they called it an eatery, but really I think it's just she entered the back home restaurant on East 169th Street near Boston Road. In Morrisania.
Really? Tell me more.
Around 4:20 p.m. on January 15th, and she ordered a beef patty, police said, and an employee told her they didn't have any more beef patties. She became angry, walked out, and she brought her ass back with a metal baseball bat.
She brought her ass back with a metal baseball bat. What do you mean?
She brought her ass back with a metal baseball bat.
Right.
And then she shattered the glass. There's video of her just like breaking every glass object that she can see through this fucking thing. She goes absolutely nuts. She repeatedly slammed the store's windows. The storefront is gone. And she's on the loose.
Wow.
She has a thin build, long braided hair. She was last seen wearing a fur hooded jacket.
Really?
Black and white sneakers and carrying a multicolored aluminum baseball bat. Is there anything in this world that if it ran out would make you do this?
No.
Yeah, we're pretty civilized.
I mean, unless it's like some kind of dangerous situation where, like, say somebody's like I'm locked out of a space and Moxie's in the other room,
mm-hmm.
and like the room's filling up with gas.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, I got to save this kid. But yeah. Is there something that somebody's going to do where I'm going to be so aggressive that I have to?
And he's like, sorry, Cody, we're all out.
No. I'm very much of the thing like, okay, well, that's my situation right now. I'm not going to try and convince you that you're not out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to become a irrational child because of something like this.
You'd curb your enthusiasm. You'd be like, really? You're out of beef patties, huh?
That's what you serve. You serve beef patties, and you're out of beef patties.
I went to...
Yes, that sounds like something I would do.
Like you would shame them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, where's your boss? Who's making the orders?
Who makes the decisions around this place?
Me and my boys, we had a tradition of... anytime we were back in Colombia, we'd all meet at Fuddruckers. You know uh-huh. Fuddruckers?
Yeah, I know Fuddruckers.
They got good burgers, man. They really do.
Yeah, they're all right.
We went in there.
I'm not that big of a fan of their burgers, but I get you.
They were out of burgers.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, sorry, we don't have any burgers. And we like went off. We were like, y'all are Fuddruckers.
Right.
How do you not have burgers?
How do you not have burgers? Right, right.
Like, that is just a managerial failure.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I don't know that there's something, maybe Funko Pops, I'd be that pissed off.
If I was
waiting in line for like an exclusive that was like retailing for 50 and selling online for like 300, and I saw like 10 people walk out with like 5 bags full of them,
I get to the
register and they're like, sorry, sir, we're all out. And then, yeah, maybe I'll bash some shit with a baseball bat. But all of those things, all of these things,
get out of here, man.
Like there'd be so, it'd be like the perfect storm. Like a kid would have to like step on my shoe. Right. I'd have to like step in gum. Jenny will have to have dumped me before.
Right.
Like all of these things need to perfect storm on me. And then I'm taking a baseball bat to the Funko shop.
So what happened to this woman?
That's the end of the article. She's on the loose.
So she got away.
She wild, yeah. But
wow.
there's video of her, you know?
Like video of her where?
I don't know how you like get away today. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. That seems odd to me.
Who's getting away now?
Yeah. Where like, are you going?
Car chases should be done.
Right.
You're never getting away.
Nope.
They will find you.
Absolutely not. You should count on going to jail.
Yeah. And if no one else can ID you, the internet will.
Yeah.
Like in 2 days, they were like, oh yeah, that kid went to this school. Call this school and fucking bomb threat him. Like if your face for a second is on the internet.
Yep.
You're
done.
You're done, son.
And that's one hell of a true crime.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome. And now it's time for this week's Champion of the Week.
The Champion of the Week. Yeah.
Wow.
I shared this joint on Facebook a while ago.
What's that?
But the Champion of the Week is Christopher with a K.
Okay.
Zetterstrand. Christopher Zetterstrand.
And what did Mr. Zetterstrand do this week?
Well, it's sort of a compilation story of a woman.
Okay.
She painted a picture of a bird.
Oh, she painted a picture of a bird, you say?
Yeah, at a bird, at one of these, like, you know, paint, everyone lets all paint the same shit.
What?
Places.
Oh, yeah. You go in with a group of people and like, oh, here's a bowl of fruit. Everybody's going to paint this bowl of fruit.
Right.
Okay.
So on her thing, it was a bird. And like she was self... It's a nice painting. I just sent it to you, G-Chat.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's a nice painting. She's holding it. And her son, she was self-conscious about the bird.
Okay.
And her son was like, no, it's a good painting. I'm just going to put it on Reddit.
Oh, well, that's great.
And be like, hey, look at my mom. She painted this thing. She doesn't think it's that good. Well, Christopher Zetterstrand, he took it upon himself to start a chain reaction that is like awesome human being, a human being story.
What'd he do?
He painted a picture of the mom holding the painting, right?
Okay.
So then he shares that.
Right.
And then the next person sees that in Reddit. They painted a picture of Christopher holding the painting of the mother holding the painting of the bird.
Wow.
Guess what happened next?
Somebody then painted that person holding the painting of him, holding the painting of her, holding the painting of the bird.
That's right.
Whoa!
And then the internet went amazing in like the best way possible. People started painting more and more and more and more. And by the end of this whole thing, these people are holding paintings of like seven different people holding paintings of the insane woman holding the bird painting.
Right.
And to that I say, good job, world. Like, what a cool human thing to do artistically and just fun to make this mother feel good.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Are you seeing the pictures of this?
Oh, I did. I saw it. It's pretty amazing.
Like, it goes on forever. And then there's like sub chains of like some people right. chose to like paint this person holding it and like it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
It's just cool because sometimes like the internet is used for good and gets something right.
Yeah, there are moments where the internet actually does a really great job of kind of like, you know, not just the internet, but people.
Yeah.
People like they're inspired.
Right.
And if you want inspiration, there's no better place than the internet or right. like some like live action thing, because it gives you an opportunity to see a lot of different, it allows you to see variety.
Yeah.
And variety can, you know, inspire. You know, I doodle when I'm at work a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, well, what am I doodling? Why am I inspired? And I always like try to doodle whatever I'm talking about.
You gonna show me some?
So
Cody
I'm gonna show Dan one of my doodles here.
There's several of my doodles.
So I got like little doodles here.
Wow.
I've got like I got this guy that looks like.
Can I photograph the doodle?
Sure, you sure can. I've got this photograph of a guy that looks like DB Cooper, but with a hat. And I did that because I was talking to this person that happened to have a D. They had a name that started with a D, and their last name was Cooper.
I like him.
And then I have
is that a Carmen Sandiego?
That was actually an Indiana Jones, but like it's very like skeletonish.
Oh.
So I made a cool like Indiana Jones, and then That's I do, beautiful. and then I drew a really bad version of. Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins in his like holly jolly holiday jacket. And then you have the little Disney, a castle behind it. But
I see a new Instagram called Cody Doodles.
Cody Doodles. Anyway,
Yankee Cody Doodle.
I get like really bored. I did a drawing of my buddy Andy once in one of my other, cause I have a notebook that I keep, and sometimes I'll throw drawings in there, but for the most part, it's just assorted nonsense. That
sure.
Keeps me get through the day.
I mean, you hear so many like gang up stories about the internet and trolling,
right.
But this was like a positive gang up story.
It was
of like, let's all just get on this. And
in a strange way too, it's kind of like to the mom, stop complaining.
Yeah. It's like, yo, it's your art.
It's your art. Enjoy it. Be a part of it. And not only that, she was a part of that art, and then she was a part of everybody else's art, which is really, really cool.
Yeah. Half the battle, more than half the battle is getting up and going and painting anything.
Right.
The fact that you even did that is an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
But okay. I mean, I think it's a good painting.
Yeah. Painting's beautiful.
So champion of the week, the first person who painted the painting of the son holding the mom's painting.
Yes.
He really kicked it off.
Yeah, I did.
Christopher Zetterstrand.
You, sir, are this week's
champion of the week. I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay. I want to provide you with an opinion that you feel will be sufficient.
Delta and Coca-Cola teamed up.
Yeah.
For in-flight cocktail napkins. You heard about this one?
Okay. I mean, I always thought Coca-Cola had always been a part of like Delta's co-branding thing. Yeah.
Well, they put out a napkin that they were handing out on in-flight. That's sort of promoted people on the plane like hooking up.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you say it promoted it, like how did it promote it? You've piqued my interest, sir.
So like there's a picture of a Coke, and then like the tagline on the front is because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know. And then on the back,
what does that mean? You're on a plane and you never know.
On the back of the napkin, they have like a designated space to write your name and your phone number.
Really?
To like pass it on.
A designated space. Call me later.
Right. Let's fuck.
Wow, that is so crazy.
And like it, like Twitter erupted and like ripped this.
Really? They went crazy. They got pissed.
Yeah, because some of the slogans are a little different. Like on the side of one, it says It says, be a little old school, write down your number, and give it to your plane crush. You never know. And then someone tweeted, hey, Delta and Coke, these napkins are creepy as fuck. Pretty sure no one appreciated unsolicited phone numbers in the good old days.
Wow.
And they sure as shit don't want the number of someone who's been gawking at them on a plane for hours. Not a good look.
Wow. I don't know. Like, why are they getting mad?
And then someone else tweeted, napkins received from Delta on Wednesday's flight seem unintentionally creepy, especially after reading the smaller print, swing and a miss. Delta and Coca-Cola have apologized.
Did they really?
They issued a full like apology statement. They're taking the napkins out of circulation. Bad idea.
Right. Jeez.
Do you agree? I don't think they should have apologized.
Well, today's world, they probably had to apologize. I think the intention was like good, just to get people to chat on a plane, because if you're connecting with people on a plane, you're actually more likely to treat those working on the plane better and those around you better, because everybody's in a, like, it's a much more, what's the word? You know, when you're a team, it's much more like
unity.
Yeah, it's
camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Yeah, there's more camaraderie. You're united in your flight, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But it is like, you know, you and I both know, like, we'll get on a plane sometimes and we're just like, I don't want to talk to the person next to me. Just don't talk to me. I know this flight's 6 hours.
Headphones, bye.
But I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying.
I do see, though, how I don't think this is out of left field from Coke, because of their other sort of promotions, like the Share a Coke, and it has a name.
Right.
It's like Share a Coke with Jim.
Right.
Share a Coke with Brenda. Mm-hmm. So that in turn promotes like giving your Coke to someone, or giving that Coke away to another person and having a conversation.
Right.
So I'm sure in like the war room, when they're drawing this up, it was a harmless sort of
story.
Keep the conversation going.
Right.
But the side slogans of like, hey, you never know, you could hook up.
Yeah, it sounds a little like too, it's like an implied
means
to like, hey, I know I don't have a card, but where are you staying tonight?
Here's my dirty ass napkin. I've been watching you from seat 14G.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
It's
maybe they only give them to women. They do like one of those Bumble. they have Bumble napkins where the women actually write it out. So then they have the control.
I think I was on a flight where you could text a seat.
Really?
You could message a seat.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen this.
And anyone could message you.
Right.
So on your screen, you would just, the screen of the seat you're behind.
Yeah.
It would be like, sup.
I've been on like a Virgin Airlines flight. I think Virgin did this.
Yeah.
Where they like, you type in the seat number and it's like, boom. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just sitting here in the back and I saw the back of your head and I was thinking, damn, what's your name?
I'm in the middle seat and I'm trying to jerk it to your ponytail right now.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah. I once saw another story where someone Instagrammed someone's story of a couple in front of them, like courting each other.
Okay.
And like, it was like a whole story of like, now he's giving her number. Now she's taking a nap and like, oh, she's resting her head on his shoulder. And like the beginning of it was like, these two people just met. I'm going to live share their like,
Their
budding love.
Yeah.
On a plane.
And they got really, really pissed.
Oh,
it was a big deal.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But, just much like the grocery store, the airplane is a dead zone for meeting the one. I think those days are done.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's a wrap.
Well, you know, the internet's got a lot more options.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hundo. You want to prank call Marshall real quick?
Oh my God, before we go, we have to prank call Marshall. Dan?
I got him queued up.
You got him queued up? Let's run this shit, man. You're connected Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so.
So Dan is going to be calling Marshall James Porter. We're going to prank him because that's what we do now on the Dan and Cody podcast.
He can't know that we're recording because he'll just want to be on.
Absolutely.
Marshall's such a little ham.
Yeah, he is super ham. The minute there's a microphone or a camera in his face, he starts doing somersaults. A lot of like high fives, big arm swings. It's really weird, but we're not going to let him do that today. Not on my watch. Okay. Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Marshy Poo.
Hey buddy. How you doing?
Good. Let's see what happens.
What's up?
Nothing. What's going on with you guys?
Ain't nothing.
We're just thinking like, what are we going to do on Saturday? And we want to know what Marshall's up to because you're a special dreamboat.
Yeah. We love you.
You guys want to hang out with me this Saturday?
I don't know.
You're in Santa Monica, super far, bro.
Bro, who's driving? I mean, Northridge is pushing it, but Santa Clarita?
Santa Clarita, home of the Falcons.
Yeah, man.
If we're not going to Six Flags, I'm not coming to Valencia.
What? That's not fair.
Nobody goes to Six Flags.
Yeah, not even Six Flags attendees go to Six Flags.
And it's cold, man.
It's a cold day, but you know, it might be a fun day. At least the gangs are probably not hanging out. It's too cold.
The gangs.
There's MS-13.
Yeah, did you guys see the
Santa Clarita Division?
Just a little a little food for thought. Did you see the news article where they found like a gun range under somebody's house and it was a gang member's house?
What?
And they had all these guns and all this shit here in LA?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Be careful, man. Wow. Did I just blow your mind with that, Marsh?
No. Do you know that El Chapo's daughter is starting a clothing line called El Chapo?
Sign me the fuck up.
Only in America can you make money off of being a criminal.
Is there a Funko El Chapo?
Dude, I could not stop laughing because there was this guy I work with. He's a little Hispanic guy. He's from Mexico. He's fucking hilarious. But he just literally, I told him that. I was like, dude, El Chapo's daughter started a clothing line called El Chapo. He goes, what? Really? I said, you know, he goes, what? He goes, you know what the slogan's going to be? I said, what? He goes, buy or die.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I lost it. I don't think I'm hard at work. And every time I see him, he puts up a gun fingers. He goes, buy or die.
All right, homie. Well, we just want to say what's up.
Well, yeah, we got you here, buddy. We got a new little machine here on the Dan and Cody podcast. And we're actually recording this.
I figured you were.
Boo! Hey. We want to surprise MJP. We want to surprise him.
But you're a great guest because you know what? I appreciate you because you said hello. We had pleasantries, and then you got into like a joke for the couch. You know?
Hey man, I got you guys. We'll talk about Cody's Amazoning penis pump over as well. But other than that, we're doing all right.
Oh,
damn you!
It's like you're in the room.
Oh, wow. Anyway. All right, man. Well, you be safe, Marsh, and have a good Saturday, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys, too. And you guys stay warm, okay? I know it gets a little chilly up there.
It does real windy for him. I always wear my parka. So
we love you, Sweetie Poos.
See you, buddy.
Later,
bye.
Well, that's it.
A little taste of what Michael Rode can do.
What Michael Rode can do for the future of us.
Yeah.
Well, man, I feel good about this week.
I feel great.
We're moving into it. Unfortunately, you know, Dan is going to be gone the following week. But luckily for us.
Michael Rode.
What?
Maybe I could do a call.
We can maybe do a quick call with Dan, bring him on while he's on it. I've got, luckily for us, we have Jonathan McAfee, who is, or McAfee, I can never say his name. I'm sorry, buddy. Jonathan, don't get pissed, dude. But we've got Jonathan on. He is an artist that does a lot of portrait work. He did my Bill Murray, and he's going to be on the podcast next week.
Fantastic.
He's coming into Los Angeles to do the Super Fine Art Fair, which is going to be taking place in downtown Los Angeles, the 14th through the 17th. Check it out. Dan's going to share Jonathan's stuff on social media so you guys can see kind of the stuff he does. He does some really beautiful work, and he seems like a really cool dude. So I'm excited to sit down with him next week, have a conversation, and get Dan in there to, you know, throw up some dope-ass questions that really puzzle Jonathan.
That's going to be fun, man.
Otherwise, everybody have a wonderful week. Take care of each other. Love each other.
We love you and your parents. Thanks for listening and laughing with the Dan and Cody podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram @DanCodyPodcast. Check out our website, danandcody.com, and you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play themselves down and shoot, all right?